Over the weekend, the Reno area's largest homeless shelters closed in response to the novel coronavirus pandemic. The city of Reno opened the downtown event center for more spacious emergency housing. KUNR contributor Brian Bayhuth with the Sierra Nevada Ally reports that while many took advantage of the new lodging, some are afraid of the close confines of mass shelters, no matter the size.
The Reno Sparks Gospel Mission and three Volunteers of America shelters closed because social distancing protocols could not be safely maintained amid the steadily encroaching novel coronavirus. The line to get into the Reno Downtown Event Center was a city block long. Sean Burroughs and her husband Sean Holstius have been living outside for weeks and were sleeping somewhere near Wingfield Park in downtown Reno on Saturday night. Together, the couple says because the novel coronavirus pandemic is looming, they'd rather spend the night outside despite the cold and the snow.
We slept all night and our
and the cold.
Two pairs of gloves on and three pairs of socks.
Sir, look what we got.
Frozen.
Yeah.
This is all we have.
According to Holstius, lawlessness and violence in the homeless community have been rampant since non-essential businesses have closed, and fear of the coronavirus has driven many into isolation.
We got robbed. Our clothes, our food, our tent.
You see what we have? Nothing.
The homeless stealing from the homeless. That's just not right.
How long the center will remain a shelter is unknown. All events have been canceled for at least 30 days to comply with the governor's emergency declaration, but for now at least, more people in northern Nevada are in a safer situation than they were the day before. For KUNR News, I'm Brian Bayhuth with the Sierra Nevada Ally.